Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. I'm not sure what you guys have heard, so I'm just going to start from scratch. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. Our number 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. We're just going to get right into it. We got a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about the present and being in the present. So we have been discussing phosphorus and the importance of phosphorus and the importance of NPK, the relevance of NPK fertilizers. the practice of deriving phosphorus from bones started in the 1840s when organic chemistry began, and today we have NPK fertilizers, which has led to the availability of abundant plants and plant calories. But because plants need a lot more than NPK to be nutritious and nourishing, their use has led to the ingestion of plants that do not have the nutrition required for producing healthy bodies. For most of history, fertilizers were guano, and they were animal blood, so-called blood meal. Crops were rotated and soil was rested, and NPK fertilizer certainly is effective at growing plants, but it doesn't, unfortunately, make for nutritious ones. There's also a problem with toxic fertilizer runoff. Phosphorus is a powerful magnetic element, and just like it bonds to calcium, it also bonds to soil elements as well. The bonding creates a sustained release phenomenon, and over the course of years, decades, centuries, soil phosphorus has been eliminated into waterways, resulting in what's called eutrophication. That is the abundance of various nutrients, specifically phosphorus, in waterways. Fertilizers are another, detergents are another major source of phosphorus pollution. Phosphorus in the form of phosphates was introduced into detergents and various cleansing products in the 1940s. Phosphate, which is not phosphorus, we'll talk about that here in a minute, can attract minerals in a chelation fashion, like phosphorus chelates calcium. And this makes ideal additives for detergents. Calcium and magnesium specifically have a binding effect on dirt. And by using phosphates, these mineral dirt complexes, it was found, could be loosened. Also, phosphates in mineral cleansers reacted with magnesium and calcium to have a softening effect on what is called hard water. Hard water, or mineral-rich water, is basically magnesium and calcium water, has a drying effect on the body and on hair. And it turns out that 85% of United States water, domestic water, is hard water. Hard water leaves stains, it scales, it can clog pipes. And by adding phosphates to cleansers and detergents, manufacturers and customers found that water could be softened basically by the chelating effect of phosphates on these minerals. Unfortunately, all of that phosphate that went down the drains increased the phosphate load in the environmental water table. Thus, we have this eutrophication phenomenon, nutrient overload. And what ultimately happened was growth and overgrowth, specifically of algae, called harmful algae blooms, or HABs, leading to depletion of oxygen and ultimately the death of aquatic life, as well as toxicity from these algae blooms, created an environmental nightmare. These days, you're not going to find phosphates in laundry detergent, at least here in the United States. The chemical was banned in 1993, but phosphates are still found in dishwasher detergents. And also, there's other countries around the globe using phosphate laundry detergents in combination with fertilizer runoff. Phosphate pollution is a huge problem, as evidenced by the HAB, specifically in Florida. I remember going to Florida and jumping in the ocean, I was about to jump in the ocean, and somebody said to me, "You don't want to go into that ocean," and I didn't pay any attention. I went in there, and I came out. I was all itchy, and I ended up with a two-day rash because of the toxicity that was emanating from these algae blooms. By the way, I'm using the terms phosphate and phosphorus interchangeably, but from a chemical perspective, they're not the same thing. Phosphorus is a very important nutritional element. It makes things grow. Phosphorus is it might be the most abundant. I won't say that. It's found in the body at about a 1% concentration. 1% of the human body's mineral concentration is phosphorus. It's pretty abundant, though. It's found. It's a highly electrical element. It's not really found. Found in nature by itself. Phosphorus, like many other elements, is made in the stars. It finds its way to the earth in meteorites. Much of the phosphorus in the earth is in the form of phosphate, which is a phosphorus with four oxygens attached to it. In biology, these phosphates are mega, mega important. Phosphates are buffering elements, and in fact, phosphate is used by the body to buffer the blood. We talked a lot about the acidity of the blood, and a lot of folks are under the impression that by using vegetables or by drinking vegetable juices or by eating specific foods, they can buffer the blood. It turns out that the buffering capacity of the blood is built in. It's keyed by oxygen, but also phosphorus in the blood helps pull up the acidity. In other words, buffers the pH or raises the pH of the blood. All right. There's also an element of phosphorus that's attached to fats, a very, very important element called phospholipids. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll return right after this.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end, and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okie doke, we are back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. We'll be speaking to Michael Goddard about his book, A New Now, at the bottom of the hour. A New Now is a, it's a take on The Power of Now, which is actually one of my favorite books by Eckhart Tolle. Some of you guys have probably read that. A New Now is a guide to mastering daily wisdom, achieving equilibrium, and empowering your nobler self.
Love that idea. Your nobler self. We'll be talking to Michael Goddard at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls this segment, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. I do want to continue talking about phosphorus and phosphates. I'm absolutely fascinated with this molecule, phosphorus. We don't hear a lot about phosphorus because most of us get enough phosphorus. In fact, it may be that most of us get too much phosphorus. In fact, phosphorus overload is associated with kidney problems. Phosphorus is a chelating agent that binds to calcium. There's a lot of literature that is associating calcium deposits in vasculature, calcification of the vasculature, atherosclerotic plaques is linked to calcium, with excess phosphorus. Phosphorus is found in the bones, and under conditions of acidity, the bones dissolve, phosphorus dissolves into the blood, and actually too much phosphorus is more of a problem than not enough phosphorus. Phosphorus is found in high-protein foods, and I've never really heard of a phosphorus deficiency. Certainly in nature, there's no phosphorus deficiency, and phosphates and phosphorus in the environment, phosphates specifically in the environment, are creating a pretty significant water table problem with this eutrophication issue. We'll continue talking about phosphorus and phosphates on our coming Bright Side episode. We'll get your calls if we have them, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010 in this segment. A couple interesting stories that I want to get to here in the news. Where are my news stories here? Oh, geez. Nothing is working here today like I want it to do. Well, I can't find them. I had a couple of news stories that I wanted to talk about. Have you guys been listening to all this stuff about this Alzheimer's drug? This new Alzheimer's drug that came out, it was approved by the FDA a couple of weeks ago, is causing all kinds of scandal. The new Alzheimer's drug is a version of a biologic. Biologics are pharmaceuticals that attack various parts of the body, specifically parts of the immune system. That's how Humira works. That's how these anti-psoriasis drugs and anti-autoimmune drugs work. They attack various parts of the immune system. They shoot down, antibody fashion, molecules that are involved in the immune system, and the theory being that by shooting down these molecules, you can suppress immune reactions. That's how Humira works, and Dupixent, and these commercials are on all the time. One of the reasons you see these commercials, by the way, on all the time is because these drugs are so crazy expensive. This new Alzheimer's drug is estimated to cost about $56,000 a year. And you multiply that by the many millions of people who are dealing with dementia, you can see why the FDA and why drug companies are so excited about their new anti-Alzheimer's drug. Problem is, it doesn't work. And this is why three FDA advisors quit upon the approval of this aducanumab, I believe it's called, aducanumab. Anytime you hear UMAB at the end of a drug, you're talking about what's called a monoclonal antibody. MAB stands for monoclonal antibodies. And these monoclonal antibodies are basically antibodies that are created in a lab. Monoclonal means they come from one cell, and they derive these antibodies. The antibody is a little heat-seeking missile, a chemical heat-seeking missile. It shoots things down. When the body makes antibodies, it shoots down viruses and bacteria and other antigens, other enemies. But by creating these antibodies in a lab, you can select for antibodies that shoot down various things, whatever you want to shoot down. By shooting down immune molecules, you can suppress immune reactions. Now, never mind that those immune molecules are there for a reason. The fact is that by shooting them down, you can suppress immune reactions, and drug companies feel like that's a good thing. It's not a good thing because the immune chemistry of the body is there for a reason. In the case of this Alzheimer's drug, the monoclonal antibody does not shoot down immune system chemicals. It shoots down amyloid. These amyloid plaques are thought, I say thought because nobody knows for sure, these amyloid plaques are thought to be the cause of Alzheimer's disease. And by shooting down the amyloid plaques, theory being, you can reduce the symptoms and supposedly reverse dementia, Alzheimer's dementia. Doesn't happen. The evidence is highly suspect, inconclusive, as they say, and this is why these FDA advisors quit. And you can only imagine how excited the drug companies are and to be able to make $56,000 a patient. By the way, the patients aren't going to be paying $56,000. The government and insurance companies and taxes will be covering the $56,000 a year payment, a year cost for this Alzheimer's drug. And you can only imagine what kind of impact that's going to have on healthcare. You're talking about $500 million a year. $500 trillion a year, $500 billion a year in increased health care costs if the government is going to pick up the cost for this aducanumab, which nobody even knows if it works. Here's the deal. When the brain degenerates, when the brain deteriorates, when any part of the body deteriorates, fibrosis and plaques will appear. Fibrosis and plaques appear to repair damage. We're going to talk about fibrosis and plaques in the blood vessels here in the coming days, but like fibrosis and plaques in the blood vessels and fibrosis and plaques in the brain, it's not the fibrosis and the plaques that are the problem. And by taking a cholesterol drug that blocks the production of cholesterol that forms the plaques, or by using a biologic drug that shoots down the plaques and fibrosis in the brain, you're not going to be able to take care of the degenerative process that causes the disease in the first place. This is so important to understand. When we break down, whether it's a breakdown that's due to aging or a breakdown that's due to toxicity or just a breakdown of any kind, malnutrition, inflammation, whatever is causing that breakdown, the problem isn't the repair mechanism. It's not the amyloid plaques, and it's not the fibrosis, and it's not the calcium, and it's not the cholesterol. It's the degeneration that's occurring in the first place. And why do we degenerate? Simple. Low levels of oxygen, hypoxia, accumulation of toxicity, and malnutrition, leading to inflammation, leading to more hypoxia, that is low levels of oxygen in the blood, leading to more malnutrition, leading to more toxicity, leading to more inflammation, and on and on and on this goes. These are the three reasons why the body degenerates, leading to inflammation, which leads to the three reasons, which leads to more inflammation. It's as simple as that. And this is not a drug issue. This is not a medical issue. There's no pharmaceuticals that can stop degeneration. I don't know when we're going to get this through our collective thick heads. You can't take a prescription drug. You can't get a medical intervention to correct degeneration, period. But it doesn't matter, because it's a lifestyle issue. And by making sure that you're nutriating, by making sure that you're eliminating toxicity, sugar of which is the key toxin, and by making sure that you're oxygenating appropriately, we can take care of the degenerative process ourselves, prevent disease, and extend longevity without intervention, without pharmacomedical intervention. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be talking to Michael Goddard in our next segment, his book, A New Now. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Fatalities and severe injuries have been reported when a 12-story apartment building in Surfside, Florida, just north of Miami, partially collapsed at 1:30 local time Thursday morning.
Our units began search and rescue efforts. They pulled 35 occupants that were trapped inside the building. In addition to those 35, 10 were assessed and treated. Two were transported to various hospitals. Search and rescue efforts are still ongoing.
A 10-year-old boy trapped in the rubble was discovered discovered by passerby Nicholas Balboa.
We saw him. We saw his fingers wiggling. I let him know that we were here, and he was just screaming, you know, don't leave me, don't leave me. And so I just, it was at that point, you know, I just hope any decent human being would do that. They would stay and, you know, regardless of the situation.
Mr. Balboa on Fox News, USA Radio News.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
About an hour's drive west of Las Vegas, Nevada, a TV version of David vs. Goliath is playing out on HBO. Wyatt Cox explains.
KPVM Television in Pahrump, Nevada, an independently owned television station. They're 62 miles west of Las Vegas, competing with corporately owned major television stations. But this David vs. Goliath story will play out over a six-part documentary on HBO beginning August 2nd. Station owner Vernon Van Winkle saw previews of the completed documentary and told me the producers aren't playing it for laughs.
No, it's not. It's actually really a good story. It's a real-to-life docuseries. And World of Wonder came out and videotaped us for probably 6 months of just us really in action. And the storylines all really depict exactly what we go through on a daily basis to get the news out and to make the news valuable to the viewers in Pahrump and Las Vegas. And then all the wonderful things that go along with it. And Rhonda,
KPVM Television is a mostly conservative station, counterbalancing what is perceived to be liberal bias in many of the corporately owned television stations in Las Vegas, even carrying many programs from the USA Radio Network. The HBO special on the station begins August 2nd.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the bright side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. We've got a search engine up with all 10-plus years of archived information, daily programs, lots of good health information. You can use the search engine if you want to review a topic, or if you miss a program, you can also check out any of the programs at brightsideben.com. We also have our longevity products up at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com, and a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start yourself a longevity business, if you're an entrepreneur, if you want to be part of the billion-dollar, multi-billion-dollar nutritional supplement business, or if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price, hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or a call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. And also want to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself and my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues. You can purchase products at truthtreatments.com, or you can go to our reviews our 2,000-plus 4- and 5-star reviews if you want to take a look at what people are saying about our Truth Skin Health products at truthreviewed.com, truthreviewed.com, and truthtreatments.com to purchase our Truth Skin Health products. All right, I am really excited to speak to our guest today. Michael Goddard is the author of a very cool book, which I have been reading for the last 4 weeks or so, 3 or 4 weeks or so. It's called A New Now, and it is a book of wisdom. A book of wisdom involving acceptance, being true to yourself, thankful, attention, discipline, feeling good. He's got multiple chapters on the keys to achieving various aspects of wisdom and having a great life. The book is called A New Now. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Michael Goddard. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Ben. Thank you for having me on the Bright Side. So great to be with you.
Yes, it's great to be with you as well. I'm addicted to reading books like this and self-help books, and there's so many that are out there. But this is a really interesting take. The way you put this thing together with the various, what you call, wisdoms, it's really interesting. It's really compelling. It's really interesting, and it's very easy to read. It's very, very palatable. There's nothing. It's not heady. It's not. You can just read one wisdom every night kind of thing. That's what I've been doing. And it's just, it's as entertaining as it is important. Tell us a little bit about how the book came about.
Well, I actually never expected to write this book. I had written a spiritual memoir, In Search of Lost Lives, in which I relate recovering 88 past lives, which really tracks my spiritual evolution across thousands of lives, literally, pinpointing evolutionary spiritual experiences that advanced me on my path and prepared me to follow the spiritual path of meditation I'm on today. So I had written 15 articles and 8 Q&A interviews and revised them. I'm a real writer in that I don't believe in writing. I believe in revising. And I just wanted to write something new, and I'd taken some notes. And I just took the notes with me to Florida to see if there was a book there. And I just started looking at them and writing the book. And then a few nights later, I was having dinner at a vegetarian restaurant, and sitting across from me was a really sweet couple, about 20 years old, and they were eating and mainly taking pictures of what they were doing to post on social media. And it occurred to me, if I was like in my 40s and dying quickly of pancreatic cancer, this is the book I would want to leave for my twin son and daughter. And it really touched me, Ben. So this is really a manual of how to live for the rest of your life. It's a book you can return to again and again. It's quite self-participatory. It's a challenging book to relate in an interview. You really have to experience it.
I get what you're saying, because there's so many things that when I was reading it, there were so many things that just I wouldn't. It kind of triggered thoughts in my head as I was reading your book. It triggered things that I didn't even know. Data that I didn't even know I had. It triggered experiences. It triggered information. And it's sort of like it's a stimulus for your own thinking. It's not so much what you're saying as much as it stimulates things that are in your head, which is what I found. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And you bring up a very important point about the book. I write about that all of us possess what I call an inverted well of wisdom in our heads. We have an unlimited capacity for greater awareness and love and equilibrium. And we have all these things which we can access, i.e. wisdom, which really is your higher power of knowing. And that's what the book empowers you to do. And so the book is about achieving wisdom, all the 33 wisdoms, the loving, guiding, and evolutionary wisdoms, in addition to mastering the 10 keys to achieving equilibrium. So wisdom and equilibrium go hand in hand. And this would have been a great book for people during COVID, during all the frantic soul-searching and searching for toilet paper and whatnot.
Right.
But we're going to have many challenging times ahead. That was just a harbinger. So this is really a guidebook for how to live the rest of your life.
Well, I love what you said about equilibrium. I want to talk about this nature of equilibrium, because the whole toilet paper thing, and that's just kind of a symbol, because even if you weren't just chasing toilet paper, there was a sense of franticness that's associated with toilet paper hoarding that we all, that many people had, even if they weren't exactly hoarding toilet paper. The frantic nature of that is something that we can all relate to. And that's where equilibrium comes in. Tell us a little bit about the relation. Well, first of all, tell us what you mean by wisdom, and then tell us a little bit about the relationship between wisdom and equilibrium.
Well, wisdom is developing your higher sense of knowing and your mental powers.
As opposed to knowledge, correct?
Yeah, as opposed to knowledge. Although knowledge takes a part. The book about, I would say 65-68% of the book was written through my intuition. So the book is really good for helping people empower and access their intuition and recognizing inspiration. I go through in one of the later chapters the five sources of wisdom, which each have their own components. So really to access and grow your wisdom, you need to be in equilibrium. They go hand in hand. And equilibrium is very much missing in our frantic day-to-day lives. It's being in dynamic balance. It's not being pulled down by your lower mind. A very important part of the book is where I describe aspects of the mind, your higher mind, lower mind, and also your habitual mind. And most people are run by their lower minds. They can backbite without thinking twice about it. They can act out. They can be really a slave to their senses. Puppets, so to speak. Yeah.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but when you say lower mind, would that be the same thing as the reptilian mind or the primitive brain?
Well, the reptilian mind could definitely enter into it. The higher mind...
Is that the fight or flight? Is that the survival part, the fight or flight part, when you say lower mind?
No, that comes more into your higher mind, your higher sense of knowing, that you actually recognize a crisis and you have to act.
Okay, hang on to that thought. We'll continue when we come back from our break. Michael Goddard is with us. His book, A New Now. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll take a commercial break and be back with more of Michael Goddard and his book, A New Now, right after this.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
And Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who understands how important the B complex of vitamins is for maintaining a healthy heart. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there. The B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. And the B vitamins work on the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. When it comes to heart disease, we got 600,000 people in this country who die of heart disease every year. Some 64 million Americans have some form of heart disease. The B vitamins, a nickel's worth of B vitamins every day, is the most powerful nutritional way to protect yourself from heart disease.
To feed your heart the nutrients it needs for good health, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebin.com. That's brightsidebin.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. We're talking to Michael Goddart, author of the book A New Now, also author of In Search of Lost Lives, and also Spiritual Revolution, A Seeker's Guide. So you've been doing this a while, it looks like, Michael.
Spiritual Revolution has just about reached its 25th anniversary.
Wow.
And actually the leading bookstore in Australia, metaphysical bookstore, named it one of the 10 best metaphysical books ever written. So that is what gives you your whole foundation of spirituality. I have all the principles of spirituality. It's a very easy to read book with short chapters.
All right, so I want you to continue talking about this distinction you're making between higher mind and lower mind. When I think of lower mind, I think of the reptilian brain and the fight or flight response. But you're saying that's not correct. You have a different take.
The reptilian mind would be part of the lower mind for sure. But the flight or fight, it really depends on the circumstance. I mean, It really depends what part of your mind interacts. I think just to make it really simple, your higher mind is the part that is most allied with your soul, that spark of the supreme being that is pure love and power. But the soul is dominated by the mind. So the question is, what part of your mind? And the mind is just a vast sphere of activity. And I go into that in my book in really good metaphorical terms. So it's which mind is dominating you at the moment? In my spiritual memoir of past lives, I recover when my higher mind became predominant over my lower mind. It was when I was Tibetan 12 lives back. I was a very high-up government official, and I came in contact with two spiritually evolved monks. So that really began to accelerate my development, my search for spirituality. So the majority of people, their lower mind is predominant and in power, and they say things without thinking, they react, they don't take the wisest course of action, they get into trouble, they're addicted, and they don't know how to overcome addictions. I overcame smoking actually rather easily. through my wisdom by creating a scenario that did not include smoking. Well, so, but go ahead.
Tell me about that. Can you talk about that a little? I know there's a lot of people who are trying to quit smoking. I talk to them all the time. Can you elaborate on that a little bit? What do you mean by creating a new scenario?
Well, you know, smoking is addictive. It was ridiculous that the industry said it wasn't for years. I mean, if it weren't addictive, it wouldn't be so enjoyable. And I love to smoke, although I didn't smoke that much, you know, probably not more than 5 to 7 a day. But I realized it was time for me to quit smoking. And then I got from my higher mind, and I basically kind of reconstructed a personality that did not include smoking. So smoking was counter to who I am.
And identity? So, like how you identified? Are you talking about what identification?
Yeah, my whole self-identification. So I picked a day when I would go cold turkey, and I did, and I had no problem doing it. So that is one way. But the thing is, in my book and my personality, I'm not here to tell people a particular way, a particular type of meditation, a way to live. The whole idea is to empower your own essential, inherent wisdom, your well of knowing. Mm. So you can come to make decisions. I used to have very low toxic self-esteem before I had to make any decision in my 20s. I didn't feel I could make it till I asked 7 of my best friends what they thought, and then I'd go with the consensus. Well, I haven't done that for decades. I rely on my inner intuition, my sense of knowing. I have a very strong connection to higher power, to God, whatever you want to call, you know, the highest consciousness. So this is a book to help you really get on with your spiritual path and help you know what you want to do with the rest of your life.
What do you mean when you talk about the power of engagement?
The power of engagement is, well, I posed the essential question, which people generally don't know. The essential question is, how can I live as my aware self? So the whole book is really a self-experiential course on engaging with your awareness of knowing how to be and what to do when. And so wisdom and equilibrium are part of that empowerment of living with greater awareness. I mean, during COVID, it was really scary and scattering, and there was all kinds of misinformation and advice. And I just was able to rely on my, you know, go to a place of peace, rely on my inner knowing, and know what to do, how to mask, you know, all the little procedures I needed to do when I went shopping, and I felt fine going into these crazy grocery stores and shopping for myself, and I was fine. So also, you know, I've had quite a few medical emergencies, so I had to make really instantaneous decisions of when to go to the ER or, you know, whether to call a cab or an Uber, whether to drive myself. I was able to do that, to act wisely in those emergency situations because I have a developed sense of knowing and a strong connection to God. So it's for people to find their own way to really advance their potential as spiritual beings.
Now, when you say God, that's kind of a loaded word.
And I hear it absolutely all the time. A goaded word. A loaded word. I totally agree with you.
What do you mean?
And
by
I
it?
Use alternative words in the book. Personally, I like the word, which is all one word, love source, with the L and S capitalized. But this is a book for agnostics, atheists, or you know, any kind of person who is just open to the idea that they have a higher way of knowing that they can develop.
So God is like a catch-all phrase for that higher way of knowing.
It can be, yes. I mean, when I post questions, you can start it out as dear God, dear higher self, dear higher consciousness, whatever resonates best with you.
And how does that relate to thankfulness or gratitude?
Well, it relates very strongly. One of the wisdoms is the wisdom of thanking. And that's, you know, something I'm sure many of your listeners are familiar with, but that's very empowering and moving you along on your evolutionary journey.
What if somebody wants to do just one thing to be able to access this kind of this new now way of living? What would be one thing that they could do?
Well, I would advise doing nothing, which is really doing a lot. It's just finding a time when it's quiet, when you can be quiet and still your mind, and get in touch with the core of your being.
Do you, is that
being
like
in the present?
Meditation? Is that what you're thinking?
Well, it can be meditation. I meditate at least 2.5 hours a day. But whatever you may call meditation, if that doesn't sit well with you, just sitting quietly and doing your best to be at your core of being. And by the way, one of the wisdoms is the wisdom of doing nothing. And you can read all about it there. And if people want to preview the book and read excerpts, I have many excerpts. I just want to mention my website, which is Goddart.com. That's G-O-D for God and D-A-R-T for Dart, Goddart.com. And you can download my journey journal, which is I give an explanation of how to use that. It's just simply a Word document. And to really further your progress on your journey to the authentic you and your greatest potential self, you can use this journey journal as you wish. And this is all explained in the book.
How do you get to the journey journal? It's in the book or is it on the website?
It's on the website. You go to Goddart.com, and there's a part that says free media. I have many interviews, downloads, and the journey journal, which is a Word document.
You know, one of your books really caught my attention, the title, Bliss. I love that title. And I imagine that there's a relationship between a new now and bliss. Can you talk about that real quick? We only have about 25 seconds.
Yeah. I mean, the more you are able to be in your new now, the more bliss you will experience. And Bliss is a great introductory book to that experience of bliss. It's still available. I encourage people to look at it. I have a friend who every morning she gets up and looks at the cover because it's so beautiful. She starts her day that way.
I love it. Thank you, Michael, for being on The Bright Side. Goddart.com is the website. Goddart. I love that, too. Goddart. G-O-D-D-A-R-T, and the book is A New Now. Thanks, Michael, for being on The Bright Side. Best of luck.
Thank you so much, Ben. Really liked being with you.
Have a beautiful day. Michael Goddart, the book A New Now, the website Goddart.com. And that's all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thanks for listening, friends. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.